All right, over at Caulfield, Rob Nicholson was out and about, and the last few days he's been keeping a watch on the activities at the Heath. How are you, Nico?
Very well, John. Good to be joining you again.
All right, let's go through what you have seen. We'll start off with Kieran Maher. What did you see?
He had Villamont go around this morning, and the horse is set to contest the Group 3 Gunsins Classic up at Doomben on Saturday, and looks to be in great order. Finalised his preparation by working really solidly over 1,000 metres in a minute, 7.27, and he ran home his last 400 in a very stylish 23.98. He's a capable galloper, and on what he produced this morning, I think he's set for a big run up there in Queensland, and I give him a great chance of winning if he can produce the sort of run he did in the Guineas. I think he'll be hard to beat. Joining him up there will be Hardly Surprising, who's set to contest the listed bracelet at Doomben. She faded last start in the Group 3 Lalia Stakes at Morfettville, but prior to that, her form's been extremely consistent and been running well. She finalised her preparation over 1,000 metres in a minute 8.75 before cruising home the last 400 in 25, John, and I think she'll be very competitive if she runs up to her best. At Caulfield, Russian Romeo will contest the listed Redoute's Choice Stakes if Kieran does accept. Was going to bypass initially, but after his work this morning, Kieran will probably have to reassess. Went over 800 metres in 51.44 and really came home sharply the last 400 in 23.02 and looked to be a terrific gallop. And if he gets a run, I think he'll be very competitive. While Schism is likely to contest the Group 3 Dominant Breeders' Stakes over at Morfettville Parks, John. And the mare has improved since her second in the gold bracelet at Bendigo last start. She just finalised her preparation down at Warrnambool. Speaking to Kieran this morning, he's really pleased with the way Schism's coming along and should run a really bold race on the weekend.
All right, let's switch over to Mick Price's barn, Persuader, San Juan and Chapel Road.
Yeah, Persuader ran a solid third on debut at Mornington last start and will take her place in the listed Redoute's Choice Stakes. The Zoustar filly worked within herself this morning over 1,000 metres in evens and came home her last 400 in 25 in company and looks in really good order and should run a nice race. San Juan is set to resume in the Super Vobis three-year-old handicap over the 1,200 on Saturday. The gelding was impressive last preparation and he won three of his four starts with a second place from those four starts last preparation. And he galloped really strongly over 1,000 metres in a minute, 6.2, and came home his last 400 in 24.34 on the bit. Ran in company on the steeple grass, and I think he's a terrific chance in the handicap. While Chapel Road's nominated to contest the Benchmark 70 handicap over the 1,100 on Saturday, and he just did a bit of work with the pony this morning, John, and he was terrific on Sunday when he ran second at Ballarat, and at this stage, Mick's undecided whether he will run him, but if he does, I think he'll be certainly competitive at the 1,100.
All right, Henry Dwyer had two you want to talk about, Belle d'Or and Vostok?
Yeah, Belle d'Or looks in great order after winning on Friday night at Cranbourne, and she hasn't skipped the beat. She worked really impressively this morning on the steeple grass, going 800 metres in 50.55 and continued the strong gallop all the way through to the line. Her last 400 in 23.69. Looks a terrific little horse, and I think she'll be super competitive in the benchmark three-year-old fillies and handicap over the 1,100. I think she's probably the speediest of the three workers for that race this morning. While Vostok is nominated to contest the Benchmark 70 handicap over 1,100 on Saturday, and the gelding finalised his preparation by working at St Leonard's this morning. He's very injury prone and he's only had 17 starts up to now, and he's now a 5-year-old gelding, so he does have a bit of ability. It's just whether all the bandages and sticky tape hold together for him on the weekend, John.
All right, Colin Little, no commitment. Johnny Sadler, Typhoon Jolly.
Yeah, no commitment's been outstanding, winning its past two starts, and really worked well yesterday morning, John. Galloped over 1,400 metres and got home his last 600 in 37 seconds. It was thick as pea soup at Caulfield yesterday morning, so it was difficult to get the overall time. If he does get a run, he'll be really giving this race a shake, and I think it's a very good horse on the way up, no commitment. With Typhoon Jolie for Johnny Sadler is nominated for the Mayor's Handicap at Caulfield, as well as the listed City of Adelaide Handicap at Morpheville Parks. John said this morning, if there's no rain, she won't be running. But she worked very stylishly over 1,000 metres in a minute, 6.25, and her last 400 in 24 and a quarter. She's in form, and I think she can run really well if she does go around, more than likely at Adelaide if she does go around.
All right, we'll watch her over in South Australia. Brendan McCarthy had Blondie and John Maloney Sunday Prey.
Yeah, Blondie, you can forgive her last start in the Bert Bryant Handicap. She just had no luck running wide throughout. She's nominated for the Super Vobis three-year-old handicap over the 1,200 and the Super Vobis three-year-old Phillies handicap over the 11. Yet to be decided which one she'll go in, but she went quite nicely over 800 metres this morning in 54 and came home her last 400 in 24 and a half and looks in pretty good condition after her freshen up. Sunday Prey's another one that was impressive winning last start at Sandown for John Maloney, and he finalised his preparation for the Benchmark 90 handicap over the mile by working at 1,200 in a nice comfortable time of a minute 26 before running home his last 400 in 24.95.
And finally, mate, Clinton McDonald with the Good Therapy and Nick Ryan removal.
Yeah, Good Therapy set to resume in the Benchmark 70 over the 1,100, and the gelding worked fairly stylishly over 800 in 53 this morning. Came home the last 424 and a quarter on the bit and looks in very good order. While Removal is nominated for the Benchmark Handicap at Caulfield and the UBET Adelaide Festival of Racing Handicap over the 1,000 at Morpheville Parks, he had a nice solid jump out at Sandown this morning, over 800 on the course proper up the back straight. And speaking to Nick, he's hoping that if the horse pulls up well, he'll likely head to Adelaide on the weekend. And he was still fairly buoyant after Muhammad Ayas saluted on the weekend too.
I bet he was, Nico. Okay, what are the ones to follow from Caulfield?
I think you can go well if you follow both Kieran's runners up in Queensland, Hardly Surprising, and Villamont. I think they'll both run very well. At Caulfield, I think you can do well following San Quan. If it does run, I also think Kieran's horse in Russian Romeo will run well. Ballet d'Or for Henry Dwyer should run a bold race, while also Sunday Prey's going well and should be competitive again. Apart from that, over in Adelaide, I'd definitely keep an eye out if it does run Typhoon Jolie and the possibility of Clinton McDonald having one also going over there with Good Therapy at Caulfield, and Ribeye is another one that's nominated for Adelaide that's going quite nicely as well, John. So apart from that, tomorrow at Flemington, I think the Mick Price-trained Palazzo Vecchio didn't handle the wet track and might be a better chance at Flemington on the wide open space and on a firmer track.
Good on you, Nico. Enjoy your day tomorrow.
Thanks, John.